Thank you for coming. I never addressed a worldwide audience like this before, so I'm very, very nervous. The truth is, with your permission, I'll take off the mask because there's no one nearby, and the shiur is complicated enough without the mask, so we don't want to make it even worse. So again, yishkar habotai. It is a very tricky, slippery sugi over here. I'll try to spend a little bit of time in the Mar Makomos and not go too fast. Well, there is a lot to cover. I do want to mention that the shiur I always say in it's a schus in memory of my grandfather, Avraham Eliezer Reb Tzvi. I'm also in memory of my mother, Shein Rachel Bas Avraham Eliezer, and also my sister-in-law was Nifter last Chol HaMoed, Rivka Bas Avraham Tzvi. It should be a schus for the neshama. Okay, well, so let's start. Let's begin. There's a Gemara, a beautiful little piece of Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph and Sukkah. Hope there's enough Mar Makomos, right? And the Gemara brings a case of Tarabana, Sukkah Gezula, by Mesach, Bershus Rabim. Based on the case of guy stole a Sukkah, we'll see what the case of Belazar posel Hacham Mashir. There's a machokus between Rabbi Belazar and the Hachamim. Rabbi Belazar says it's supposed to be a Sukkah, Hacham Mashir the Sukkah. Amrav Nachman. Machokus b'shetokeif es chaveiro v'osiyo misukasa. What's the case of the machokus of Sukkah Gezula, where someone had a sukkah in his backyard on his property. Someone else came. Let's say Reuven had the sukkah in his backyard, in his house, in his on his lawn. And someone else came. Shimon came and threw him out of his sukkah, out of the sukkah which belonged to Reuven. V'osiyo misukasa. That's the case. That's the case of Sukkah Gezula. Rabbi Lazar says it's a posel sukkah. Omar, Enam Yotze Dechavasa B'sukkah Shechaveru. You can't be Yotze if it's someone else's sukkah. So Manashach, right? There's a machokis, which I'm not going to go into, but you see there's two background gemaras I put down on the sheet below. the first piece of gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, a couple of blocks before this gemara, brings a machokis whether or not a person can be Yotze with the Yinit Shalachem by a sukkah. As we know, Yinit Shalachem by the Arba Minim, that's clear. Definitely it has to be yours. If you want the Esrog, the Luv to be yours, it has to be yours to be Yotze the Mitzvah. There's Machokas, whether or not that applies also to sukkah. So Rav Lezer says that you have to have a sukkah which belongs to you. He also has some Limudim and Drushes over there. And therefore, if it's not yours, you're not Yotze. So it's Manashach. E karka nigzeles. If karka is stolen, if karka is stealable, if you can steal karka, so sukkah gezulahi. So that means you're over here, it's a sukkah gezulah, you stole the sukkah. Whereas if you're able, al pi halacha, you're allowed to steal, you're able to steal a sukkah, it's a sukkah gezulah, you stole the sukkah, and a sukkah gezulah is usher, that's the other gemara, the other background gemara, at the bottom of the page. There's a machokis if a sukkah gezulah, there's a machokis, whether or not you can steal karka, okay? Kuyam opligi, that you can't steal, that you're not allowed to use, that you can't use a sukkah gezula. The machokas we mentioned before was, could you use a sukkah she'ula, right? If it has to be yours or not. But the Gemara before says that for sure you can't use a sukkah gezula. That's talacha. Drasha, you can't use a sukkah gezula. There's a special pasuk for that, that a sukkah gezula you can't be yotze with. But the shail is, could you steal karka? So if karka is nigzeles, right, which Rabbi Lazar holds, karka is nigzeles. So, and Rashi explains that whatever, it's another issue over there, right? But if you hold karka is nigzeles, so it comes that you stole the sukkah. You went through the guy the sukkah, you stole the sukkah. So meila, so you can't, so it's puzzle. Elamai, Rabbi Lazar, maybe you'll tell me sukkah is not good nigzeles, you can't steal a sukkah. Yeah, sukkah shulhi. So either way, it's still a sukkah shulah because it's not yours. Rabbi Lazar holds two things. That's what it comes out in a nutshell. I'm not going to go into all the back and forth, but in a nutshell, he holds number one, a sukkah could be stolen. Okay? Meila, so if your sukkah is stolen, so a sukkah shulah is definitely puzzle. Even if it wouldn't be true, in Fru Yisrael, you could not steal a sukkah. So sukkah shulah, according to Rabbi Lazar, is also puzzle. That's Rabbi Lazar. So no matter what Manashach he says, it's a sukkah that's puzzle in this case. Because either you stole the sukkah or you buy the sukkah, that's make a difference, it's sukkah basura. Rabban argued and said, no, they hold that a person could be yotzer with a sukkah shu'ura. If it's not yours, you're still yotzer with the mitzvah of sukkah. They hold two things. Number one, if it's not you, it's not a problem. Number two, you can't steal karka. So for Gui Yisrael, you could steal karka. They agree that sukkah gezula is usher. You can't use sukkah gezula. But my see, karka is one item you can't steal. You can steal metaltelin, but you can't steal karka. The sukkah shulahi. So karka is not an exel, so it's not a sukkah gezula. And instead, it's sukkah shula. It's a sukkah which is borrowed. And therefore, you could be yotzei with this sukkah. Why? Because it's not sukkah gezula. If Gui Yisrael would be a sukkah gezula, then Echanami, they would mean it's no good. But it's not gezula, because you can't steal karka. So you can't steal the sukkah. So it comes out, you just took it, it's by you, but it's by you as a borrowed item, so to speak, or you whatever, it's, I don't know if it's by you, but it's just borrowed. It's not you never stole it. It doesn't have the psul of sukkah gzula, and therefore it's kosher sukkah. Avol. So that's where the machokas is. The machokas, whether or not it's kosher or pasul, is in the case of where you went into someone's house, someone's backyard, you stole, you threw them out, and you used the sukkah. So according to Rav Elazar, that's a sukkah gezula, because you could steal karka. So sukkah which is on karka, sukkah which is karka, we'll see what that means. You could steal. Chacham hold, no, it's not a problem, because it's not a sukkah gezula. You can't steal karka. Let me just, before I get to the next one, the first Rashi over there, Machokas, where it says important on that, so the first arrow, Rashi Machokas, right, when the Gemara brings what the Machokas, in a case where he went into someone's backyard, threw him out of his sukkah. Had the pasuk of Elazar comes to talk of his chaver b'chazaka. He threw him out. Right, belonged to Reuven, the first, the nixal, not the gazlan. So Rashi seems to be saying that over here the sukkah is considered like karka. It's mechubar karka. So it's karka dummy, and therefore we have this whole issue. And it's basically Gemara saying that this issue revolves around, is a sukkah stealable or not? Is karka stealable? Why is it revolve around that? Because karka, Rashi says, mechubar karka, it's considered like karka, and therefore, since Halacha, the Gemara says, we paskin kontra chomim, a sukkah is, a karka is not stealable, and if it's not stealable, so it comes out that this sukkah is not a sukkah zula, because it's mechubar karka. This has hilchas karka. Sounds like almost like exeris the kasa, right? That as long, I don't care about the Messias, but something which is mechubar karka is karka, and all karka is not stealable, according to Hacham. Rabbi Elazar holds it's possible because it is stealable. There's a machokas, is it sukkah gosel or not? Kuyamo pigi, that mechubar karka is like karka, but what happens by karka? The Hacham say it's not stealable. It's not a sukkah gezula. And the Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's sukkah gezula. Because even though it's karka, it still is stealable. That's the machokas. Is it clear about saying? I know it's a little complicated, but I'm trying to make it cut to the chase. Then the Gemara says, but kuyam mopi av gozal eitzim, if a person stole eitzim, v'sikech bohen, someone stole eitzim, he stole the wood, he built the sukkah, but he stole someone else's wood, and he was masachu with those eitzim. Derehako ein lo el demei eitzim. In that situation, since he stole a raw material, stole wood, and he made a sukkah, so Rashi explains that he was kona the eitzim, either for two reasons. Number one, either because there's a shina Hashem. He took the eitzim, made them into a sukkah. So before it was called wood, 2x4s, whatever you call it, now it's called a sukkah. Number one, shina Hashem. And beside that, Rashi says also, it's takanas meirish, takanas hashavim. Rabbanu mesaken that if someone steals something and builds it into a house, puts it into a house, the halacha is you don't have to return it; it's yours. You have to return the money instead, but you count it. Rabbanu, you count it. Why? Because it's mesaken. Otherwise, people, you know, a person bought it, stole it, put it into his house, they'll take the whole house down. They can't do that. It's going to discourage returning exela. So Rabbanu said, keep it. Don't worry about it; it's yours now. And just give him the money back. So therefore, no matter, for two reasons, Rashi says, the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, that therefore you don't, in that case, you kona the thing, you kona the sukkah. So it's not a sukkah gzul, kona anybody. Even if you could steal karka, but Lamai says, step past that, you were kona it, it's yours now. Now, sukkah gzul means you stole it. There was kinyan, there's chayav onsin, you're chayav an onsin if you stole something. So sukkah gzul means you stole the sukkah and you're chayav onsin. But if a step beyond that, if you count it, because either we go Shina Hashem or because it's Katanus Meirish, and both those reasons, it comes out that it's yours, and therefore this sukkah you can be yotze with, it's not gezula, it's like past gezula, right? The first level, it's, you can't steal it. The second level, you steal it, it's kinyan chesai b'olam. And the third level, once you steal it, and you get it's yours, either because Shina Hashem or because Takanos Meirish, in both all those cases, your kohen is yours, and therefore, it's not a palm sukkah gezula. And therefore, kuyam, even Rabbi Yehuda, who would say a sukkah gezula is possible, this is not a sukkah gezula, it's kosher, because you kohen it. That's the Gemara Bosa. Okay? Very simple Gemara. Excuse me. Now, that's just the Rashi in the bottom, by the other important arrow over there, which tells about the quote. Rashi says, Now Rashi by Akash, Udar Mina. That which we say, the Modra Bana Begezura, right? We said before, that's one of the Gemara's before in Daf Chaf Zayin and Beis, the Gemara says that Kuy Al Mopi, we said, a sukkah gezula is definitely 100% pasul, a special pasuk. It says, Tasel Ocha, right? What is it? Chag HaSukkah Tasel Ocha. It has to be for you. So we mentioned Machokas, so the Rabbi Lezer says that applies even to Gabi Shura, it has to be Mamashur, and Rabbanan says it has to be, can't be gezula. But for sure, it can't be gezula, special pasuk saying, you can't have a sukkah gezula. So Rashi is bothered by the kasha, right? If that's true, so how did Rabban ever, the Hacham ever find what's the case of sukkah gezula? What's the pasuk talking about? There's no such case. It doesn't exist, right? Because if you, it's in case of the Gemara up on top where you went to the guy's sukkah and you pulled them out, so you can't steal it, right? It's karka, it's not nixelus. That's the Gemara. That's what Hacham say. It's not nixelus. It's not a sukkah gezula. Elamai, you stole the guy's wood, his 2x4s, his plywood, you made a sukkah. That's also not gzula because it's yours. You count it, Mishin Hashem, Mishin Yemaisa, and Takanas Meirish, right? So Rashi brought by that. Well, so what's the case? What's the pasuk talking about? What case is pasuk sukkah gzula kontracham? That's Rashi's kasha. Udarmina perke yoshin, the modra bonam begzula. Rav begozo sukkah hamukhaber sukkarka. It's not talking about a case of when you steal a sukkah which is already attached to the ground, the go begozel eitzim mesach bohen, like those two we just mentioned. Ela begozel sukkah hasuya berosha go. Interesting case. Okay, you don't see too many sukkahs around. I don't know if I ever saw one, but a guy stole a sukkah which was built on top of a wagon, berosha sfina, on a boat. The asim nixelus shein mukhaber sel karka. That's not mukhaber karka. That's pure metaltelin. Right, so you go over to the sukkah, you go over to the, I guess what actually means you go over to the agola, and you do mashiach on the go. You pull, you slap the horse on the back, and you make it go. What is it? Four tefachim. I forgot already how much you have to. You make a mashiach, whatever it is, right? Do mashiach. So you stole the guy's. That's the case where you stole. Right? There's no takanas meirish. You didn't build it into a house. It came already built. There's no takanas agozel. No takanas meirish. Right? No takanas hashavim. And it's not, it's a metalton sukkah which you could move into, sorry, move and make a mashiach on it. There's no, it's not a karka. It's not mechurul karka, says Rashi. Right, it's on a boat, and it's on a wagon. So you take, so that's the case in the Torah, the weird case, so to speak, where you find the case of kikzula. That's Rashi, that's the case of the Pasuk's talking about. Ben over hasr domim, el kamoshi benuya. You can't return money, you have to return the item yourself. The income be shintang sa shavim, sharego torah el of no, so you didn't build it. The host you let you see also gzula he. It's gzula. That's the case of the pasuk. Interesting case. Not a very shliach case, but that's the case of the pasuk. That's what Rashi says. Okay? Beautiful so far. Let's go to Tosha Bosai. Let's skip to the middle near the end of the 2/3 of Tosis. Kach Pirsha Kundris. This is what Rashi said, right? Quotes the old Rashi. Yalchinam dochak, and Rashi says Tosfos Madcha. He didn't need this case. This is not this case of a Gola case and the Sfina case. And really, Rashi was dochak. He was bechinam dochak. Didn't have to say this. Why? The midik civil chadam meitin a gzula parak yashan the goes aisim mesich b'hen shina chos rabbi yasahu. So if number one he says is it's not a good shino, it's chos rabbi yasahu, goes back. It can return back to what it was. You just take it by the sukkah. I guess he means whatever. He doesn't. It's not a shinui. You're not coming with a shinui. with the rice lo kani, and you're not kona al shinui. Umishna kana is meirish. Hainu mirabana v'krom misukim midaraisa. So then what he says, listen. Says Rashi says two things. The shinui, says the shinui is not a good shinui. Whatever that, why I don't know. That's not my business. It's not a good shinui. It's chazal b'riyasa. Number one. Number two. Either takanas meirish that you don't takanas shavim that you don't have to return. You kona the item, but that's on drabana. So midaraisa l'shitasei, so to speak, midaraisa. This case of sukkah where you stole the wood and you made eight and you made a sukkah out of it, that's the sukkah gazula. I'll tell when you kone him with rabban, that's rabban, but the Rashi you're not kone it. So Mela Rashi was madcha, made up this case, there was no pressure, no need, he made it up, whatever, fine, but it really wasn't necessary. That's what Tov said. Number one. Then we get to the good stuff. A few of rabban. It's even worse than that, Rashi says Tov. Even rabbanan. I can find a different case, a simpler case, a much more pusher case, not a crazy weird case of a sukkah on top of a wagon or on a boat. A better case. What's the case? Kagon. Listen here for a both say. Go. Reuven Shabana sukkah. Bechatzero shel Shimon. Reuven built a sukkah in Shimon's chatzer. Right? So there, the case of the Gemara is Reuven built in Reuven's chatzer. In Tosef's case, Reuven built it in Shimon's chatzer. He asked Shimon, by the way, you know, I need some, can I borrow you? Can I go into you? Can I use your field for a little while? I'll do everything myself. I'll take it apart, put it together, the whole business. It won't cost you a penny. Let me use a space for the next week, whatever, next 8 days in Chutzlaritz. So he went, okay, it's my host, be died or not. I don't want to get into that. That's a whole different gears to Shail. But basically, Reuven built a sukkah in the chatzer of Shimon. Be died to. What happens? But Shimon is had a change of heart, right? Uba Shimon, but Tokaf as Reuven, well, Tio Misukasa. He went there and took Reuven and threw him out of the sukkah. So Reuven built his own sukkah on Shimon's land, and now he steals that sukkah. Shimon steals that sukkah. They know that Torah Shula. That's not considered Torah Shula. That would be considered a sukkah gezula. Why would that be considered a sukkah gezula? Kivan lo kaima b'shusa shel Reuven, because that sukkah is not in Reuven's property, rather it's in Shimon's property. Lo dami lo karka de mechesa. It's not somewhere we know. Karka is not in Gzelis. No, that was a shaila. How, according to Hacham, who hold that karka is not in Gzelis, how do you find a case of sukkah gezula? Says Tosis, the simple case over here. This is not similar to the case of a karka, which we know is because karka, why is it different? Because karka is becheskis, the becheskis habaylum omedis, well, kach in karka nezelis. So it tells us there's a special logic. I think that we'll go into later, maybe we'll see this. Not gzerta kusav. You have to analyze every case. There's a logic behind why karka is not nezelis. So I better stay in front of that camera over here. Right? There's a logic why karka is not nezelis. You know why? Because karka is becheskis baleil kaima. When you go onto a piece of carcass. And normally you take something, a metalphalon. I stole it, so I brought it into my rishus. I took it away from the nigzal and I took it to myself. I stole it, right? Now it's in, I call it my domain. I brought it into my domain. And it's beside Hilchus Kinyan Gezeil, which you need a Kinyan, whether it's Mashiach or Agbo, whatever it might be. It's a different concept. You have to go ahead, you have to make sure you took it out of his domain, put it into your domain. Otherwise you can't steal it, right? Says Tosis, so but it comes to carcass, that you can't do by carcass. Because what else by karka? You can't put it in your pocket. You walk onto the karka. So what do you do? The karka is still in the domain of the bialim. You're on the karka. Normally, the davar nigzal is on you. Is in your hands. You take it. You bring it over to yourself. You move it over. You bring kos. You move three tefachim. You can't move karka. So what do you do? How do you steal it? You want to do chazaka. Kinya chazaka, let's say. Like a kind of house on the karka. The karka is covered with the kesef shtar chazaka. Let's all chazaka over here. So you want to move on to the karka. You made a chazaka. Very nice, but it's still by him, right? It's his name, it's his domain, it's still by him. You can't take it away from him. That's why karka is not an exelus in a normal kind of case, says Telspin. In this case over here, I found that in the Gemara's case, we'll go back to the Gemara, in the Gemara's case where you went ahead and pushed him off, threw him out of his sukkah, which is on his karka. So it's not his karka over there. It's not an exelus because it's on his domain. The sukkah is by him. The sukkah is by him. The karka is by him. Everything's by him, right? You went into the sukkah. Sukkah is mechubar karka, let's say, Rashi says. But the sukkah is still there. It's still by him. What do? You didn't take the sukkah, put it in your pocket. You can't. It's not shayach, right? By these items, by karka and by sukkah, right? It's like karkar dami, and you can't go ahead and move it on to yourself, so still in his domain. So says Tosef, but in a case where, in my new case, says Tosef, where the guy built it on the gazlan's karka, so in that case, what do? You walk down into the sukkah, you enter the sukkah, and you got rid of the guy, let's say, okay, and now it's on your domain. I mean, it was there before also, but it's on the sukkah, which normally you can't get onto your domain because it's his domain. You can't make the sukkah your domain. But if the sukkah is in my domain, like in this unique case, not so unique, but in this case, Tosis, so you can steal a sukkah. So I stole a sukkah, says Tosis. Beautiful case, right? I took the sukkah. Now it's in my domain. I made a kinyan chazaka. No problem. So therefore, it says Tosis, Rashi could have said this much more normal case. It's not a crazy case of a sukkah on top of a agola or on top of a sfina, but the guy built a sukkah in my backyard, and I threw him out of the sukkah. So I stole the sukkah. It's a sukkah, it's karka, and karka is not an exelef. No, that's only if you can't, because you can't take the karka and put it into your domain. But if the sukkah is in your domain, because it happens to be it's your karka, unlike the Gemara's case, it's in karka, so that kind of sukkah you could steal, and therefore that's the case of the pasuk where the Torah says, tasalacha, and therefore that's the case of sukkah and exelef. That's what Tosef says. Beautiful pshat. Beautiful, beautiful new case. It would seem, I don't want to get stuck on this, but it would seem rabos. I think that this is the Mahogas, big Mahos Rashi and Tosis. And as Rashi holds, that Rashi just says, you know, why it's not nigzel? Because this sukkah is mechubal karka, so karka dummy. It has hilchas karka. Karka is a dirty word, so to speak. Karka, and exel, as the Torah said. It doesn't go into why, you know, there's no why and where. Otherwise, you have to analyze why is the sukkah a karka? Why is it, why can't you steal it? You have to say Tosef logic. He doesn't say, it's a sukkah is not an exelus because it's mechubal karka. Rashi would probably not like Tosef's case because Tosef goes into the reason that says there's no exerce of custody, there's a logic behind it because he can't take it out of his domain and put it in your domain. But in the case where you could, the Tosef says, we have a case for Gezura. Okay, that's, I don't know if we have to talk and mention to go into that so much now, but that's the push-up shot in this Rashi and Tosef. Okay. The goal of the Shira Bowl says to answer up the Guna Shas of Kasha. Okay? It's next step in the next step, we'll go to the Kasha. The Guna Shas on the bottom of the page or the copy I gave you. Let's read together both say, Tosef Remasla Ava Goza. Kivan says, Kos tells, Kivan little kaima b'shuso shel Reuven, l'kach ain't karkin exelus. He says, by karkis only because you can't, it's still in his domain. It's b'cheses b'ayel omedes. But in the case of sukkah, which is on my property, it's by me. That's Tos says. Tamuri, I have a bomb kasha, so wonderment to me. Ha-minan, we know the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara that we quote on the bottom of the page, in the background, the Gemara says that we're remayat three things, the Gemara says. Right? Three things cannot be stolen. Karka, avadim, which are huksul karkos, and shtaros. That's the Gemara before says. That's the Gemara on the bottom of the page that I said before. I only mentioned the karka part, but the Gemara says also avadim and also shtaros. Why is avadim no good? It's huksul karkos. Avadim we know in the velt is compared to karka. That's the Gemara, as we always know. Says, Gemara Shas, Tamuli, Ho Arminan, we know what the Gemara says, Yosu Avadim, Shehukshu Karkos, Avadim cannot be stolen. You know why? When you steal evidence, there's no gazela there. Because compared to Karka, the Gemara says, Imkain, and therefore comes out, which is us, the Gemara over there, Im Goza Avadim, Vichnisan Rebesa, if someone has stolen Evid, or Avadim, and brought into his house, Ein Gzolim. As the Gemara is saying, right, you can't steal an Evid, which means, what's the normal case? How do you steal an Evid? Take an Evid, you capture him, you kidnap him, whatever you grab him, whatever it is, right? You bring him to your house, to your shed, to your barn, wherever you put him, to your Evid house, right? So he's on your property. And the Gemara is saying that Avadim not stolen, which means that the Shatfinar, if you brought him to your house, and let's say the river came and the hurricane came and killed them all, whatever, or whatever the case was, right? And Chayav Machar Yusan, that's the Gemara over there says, that's the application of the Gemara over there, that you're not Chayav Achrayus of if you stole Karka, right? If a guy steals Karka and then the Nord came and wiped it out, you're not Machuyi because you never, Karka is not an Exelus, Right? That's the Gemara says over there. Says the Gemara Shat. That would apply by Eved also. You're not chayiv because it's not nigzel. Right? Says the Gemara Shat. Hare, it comes out after ein kayam b'shus b'ilum. We see over there by an Eved, even though it's not the Eved is not existing on the reshus of the b'ilum. V'heim b'shus hagazlun. Right? You brought the karka to you. He's not in his own reshus. He's by you now. Right? Similar to Al Gemara's case, similar to Tosa's case, right? Where you took the sukkah and you put it, or it is, in your domain. It's on your karka. Eved is also going to be on your karka. If Eved is on your karka, let it be similar to Tosa's case. But if you hachi in exelos, bomb kashas, says Rabbi Vega. Tzorach in gadol, he says. See, tzorach in gadol, right, Rabbi Kier? It's a big kasha. Because, you see, by Eved, the Gemara says that Eved is not exel karkos. Eved is not stealable. And therefore, because it was not stealable, I affect Rabbi Kveger, but according to Tosfos, it's stealable because Ev is only not stealable, a kark is only not stealable because you can't put it in your domain. But in the case where Tosfos brings, that you put it on your chutzer, where you put it in your land, therefore the karka is in your karka, right? The sukkah, which is karka, is on your karka. That's called in your domain, even though the sukkah itself might be not your domain, but you take a sukkah, you take karka, and you put it in your domain, that's called stealable, right? You took it out of his, you put it into your domain. That's what Tosfos says. That should apply to Avadim also. Eved is the easiest thing to put in your domain. Every Eved didn't steal, you take it, bring it to your house, it's in your domain. So why can't you steal it? Zemelefun says Tos. You see that Tos is Svara. Rabbi Vega says Tos Svara is ridiculous. The fact that you put it in your domain means nothing. That's Rabbi Vega's kasha. Tzorach in Gadol, says Rabbi Vega. Now, I could have answered, the way to answer this very simple, very, very simply is that I could in theory say that, now, one more background information I posted, I'm sorry I didn't mention it before. But there's a machokas which Rabbi Kveger, different Rabbi Kveger brings. There's machokas, which is machokas, I think is either Tanam Amram, it's early people, it doesn't say who it is, but it's big people, either Tanam Amram, whether or not a house which is Tolish, which is Sof Hebrew, right, if you have someone which you attach to the ground, is that called karka dummy? Is that considered like karka? There's karka is karka, it's not an exelis. The shayla is, what about something which you attach to the ground, like a house? Right? That's a big machokis. Is that considered called mechubar karka karka dummy? And in fact, Rabbi Vega asks, what Rashi says, they call mechubar karka karka dummy, this sukkah, it's not so posh. It's only called one man yomer. What about the other man yomer? Right? The other man yomer says, called mechubar karka, it's not a karka dummy because it was tolish in the beginning. The fact you attach it to the ground doesn't make it a karka. It's only something which is in the ground, I guess like a tree or whatever, or ground itself, but something which you put onto the ground and you attach to the ground, it's not a karka dummy. So I could have said about site. I could have said, my first initial endeavor to answer Gunashas Kasha was that Tosis is assuming, Tosis Argon Rashi, or going the other man, let's say, Tosis holds that kark, that this sukkah is not a karka dummy. Like Metaltalin. If it's like, and therefore, so Tosis only saying it's big yisod by a sukkah, which is on the ground, right? Attached to the ground, but it's not kakarka, like those tanoim, or maram, whatever they are, I'm not sure, I apologize. I couldn't find where the makor is, but that's a big machokis. And the meila, and therefore Tos has the yisod, so that's true. Not that Tos is limited to a case of metaltalin, but lemaisa, Tos is, what Tos is svar is true, but a sukkah is metaltalin because kol mechubar karka is not a karka dummy like those tanoim, and therefore Therefore, avodim, which is hukshul karkos, is compared to karka, right? You will not find the case of karka in the words, exeris the kasher, right? That whatever the halacha is by karka, you apply to avodim, right? Do I ever find the case that evid that karka is stealable? No. No, well, karka is not stealable. But Tosis said that a sukkah is stealable. Yeah, that's because a sukkah, right? You're right. A sukkah is on the ground, fine, but a sukkah is metaltalin. So the fact that a sukkah is stealable because on the domain of the gazlin, and therefore you born to your domain, that's true. But lemaisa avodim, even though you can do the same exact thing, put on the domain, but lemaisa is gzeiras hakasher, which says that it's hukshul karka. Every case of karka in the world is not stealable, right? Tosis case is not a case of karka, right? So Tosis, the only case where the exception to that is because the case of sukkah, but sukkah is metaltalin. So sukkah, you have Tosis lamdis, you can put it onto your land, and therefore it's in your domain, and therefore the chesaron of karka, remember, the yisod of karka is, it's not your domain. That would apply to sukkah, which is metaltalin also. A sukkah which is metaltalin is not your domain because you can't put the sukkah in your pocket, right? You're walking into the sukkah like you walk onto the ground. So the sukkah is not in your domain. So Tos finds a case where it is in your domain because it's on your karka. But even that case is not, that's not a case of a karka which is stealable. That's the case of metaltalin which is stealable because that sukkah is metaltalin. Yeah, the chapra both say. I mean, I'll shrug it up in a second, but it's a good structure, right? Potentially, I could answer his kasha by saying that since avodim is hukshul karkos, so let me find karkos, right? Let me find what's halacha by karka. So by karka, every case of karka is not stealable, right? I, Tos says a sukkah is stealable, sukkah is metaltalin, right? Homo chubal karka is not a karka dummy, that's what Tos talking about. And therefore, Tos is not bothered by the Gino Shas kasha, because sukkah is metaltalin. Avodim is hukshul karkos, and therefore the fact that you have an exception to the case of a non-movable big item, which you can't take out of the domain of the nigzal, except in the case where you put it onto your karka, that case is a case of metaltalin. So when avodim is hukshul karkos, all karka is not stealable. So even though you're right, you could put the evet on your domain, on your karka, but so what? The Torah's gzeiras hakasher, evet, has a lach of karka. Is karka stealable? There's no case in the world where it's stealable on both sides. There's no such case. Therefore, we answer a big Vegas kasha. Getting late. Okay. The problem with this Rabosai is one simple structural problem, Rabosai. Because the Maisa, we do know, we can't ignore the fact, it's a machokas tanam, right? Is kol mechubra karka dami. Something which was tolish, which was sof chibra, right? Which you put it onto the ground, you attach it to the ground, is that considered like karka? So very nice, Tos might be talking in the side that holds that it's kol mechubra karka is not a karka dami, but the Gino Shas would have his kasha on the other man yomer. Right, the other man, the Amr, holds that this case of Tosis is considered, like Rashi says, mechubra karka karka dami. It's like karka, and if Tosis is right, if Tosis svar is right, that if you put it into your domain, that's considered that therefore you can steal it. So it comes out there is a type of karka which you can steal. You know what that is? A sukkah. If a sukkah you can steal by putting it into your domain, to your karka, so too when it comes to an eved, you take the eved and put it into your karka, it's stealable, and therefore, how can we say avadim? It's hukshul karkos, therefore it's not stealable. It's not true. There's two types of karka. There's karka which is not stealable, such as a piece of land, because you can't take it out of domain, such as a sukkah which is on the other guy's karka. But there's also a sukkah which you could put on your domain, is stealable, and avadim is similar to that, because avadim put on your karka. So I might have answered the Rabbi Gerges kasha in one mandiyamr, but the other mandiyamr has to make sense also. How would Tos explain why avadim is not stealable? Contra mandiyamr says, "Kol mechubra karka is a karka dummy." Oh boy! Now, there's also another problem on both sides. which is not a problem, I think. The problem which the Kilos Yaakov says, so the Kilos Yaakov says, that Bechal, what I said is Bechal not acceptable, because Tosis cannot be holding. The Kilos Yaakov says that Tosis cannot be holding that the Sukkah is like Metaltel. Says the Kilos Yaakov, and as he says, Tosis definitely does not hold like that Shita, like that Tana Shita, that Kol Mechubar Karka is not a Karka, which means like Metaltelin. Because if it's like Metaltelin, so West Tosis is going crazy to make a distinction between the case of Tosis and the case of Karka. There's a simple difference. You know what the difference is? Because if it's Metaltelin, right? If it would be Metaltelin, so of course it can't be stolen. If the Sukkah is Metaltelin, for sure it can't be stolen, because what Kinyan are you making? There's no Kinyan Metaltelin. Chazaka does not work on Metaltelin. He's not doing Mashiach or Akbon on the Sukkah. There's no Kinyan. Everyone knows that a Kinyan Gezela has to have a Kinyan. So Tosis Matriach, Macharish, the whole idea of a domain, not domain, whose domain? Forget about it. Tosis should say very simple. If Tosis was holding and talking, the Man Yomar says, Kol Mechubar LaKarka is Kemetaltelin Dom, is not Kakarka. So Tosis have a very simple difference between his case and the Gemara's case, or his case and the case of Karka. Because in Tosis' case, right, what happened? The Sukkah is built on your own ground. So it's on your ground, and I walk onto it. I walk on the ground, steal the ground, I steal the Sukkah, if Sukkah is Nixelis, right? And the Kinyan I'm making is Kinyan Chatzar, it's in my Chatzar. So in Tosis' case, you have a Kinyan. But in the Gemara's case, or in the case of Karka, there's no Kinyan Karka. How do you make Kinyan Karka? Right? There's no Kinyan Karka, which is Metaltelin. That's what I meant to say, right? If it's Metaltelin, there's no Kinyan, says the Kilos Yaakov. Right? He says right over here, both. Look at this. Balkopanim, right? It's in the middle of the Paralkopanim on the Kilos Yaakov. She says, Tosis, Kan, Vade de Mechubar Karka, Karka, Karka. Me de Biru, the Lodomi, the Karka, and the Gzelis. She has the brackets, me de Shin the Kaim, but she's like Gazlin. Vikatam the Karka, the Tolish of Kibrok Metaltelin. But if Tos holds like Metaltelin, ain't Sorchose. You don't need this. Don't need this fancy thing of domain, not domain, or which domain. We don't need that. Havelin Maimer, the Begzela Sukkish of the Karka Haber, Waker Maisakinia, Mohammo Metaltelin. There's no Mashiach. You didn't do any Mashiach in that Sukkah, in the Gemara's case. Mashain can begozle Sukkah, Suya al Karka Shalom, Shapir Ikinia Mo Metaltelin, Hainu Kinia Chatzer. So in one case you have Kinyan Chatz, in the other case there's no Kinyan. So of course you can't steal the Karka in the Gemara's case, right? If it's considered like Metaltelin. It must be, since Tosis has to go through this whole Chiddush de Halacha of idea of domain, and my domain, and his domain, whatever, to make the difference between the two cases, it must be Tosis Karka Dami. That's what he happens to be saying. He's not addressing my point. He just says that Tosis, he knows, holds, is on the side of the Tanoim, that Kol Mechubar Karka is a Karka. And therefore, there's a half meaning of you making a Kinyan, it's a Kinyan Chazaka, right? If the Sukkah in our case is equal to Karka, so you have Kinyan Chazaka. There's no problem with that. The only problem is you can't steal it, right? That's a different problem. Right? You can't steal Karka. But so Tosis has to show that no, in one case you can steal Karka, in one case you can't steal Karka, it depends whose domain it is. But Hilchos Kinyan exists. In both cases, a potential Kinyan, in both cases, says the Kilos Yaakov. So my whole terrace also goes out the window. Even when the Man Yomer says Kemetaltum, because Tosis cannot be talking that Man Yomer, says the Kilos Yaakov. Right? Stifle, it's a stifle, right? Same way, right? Right? The Helga Stifler, Chaim Kanievsky's father. Anyway, however, both, I can't for the life of myself figure out what he's talking about. Because he even quoted the Magen Avraham. So I don't know, it's very hard to read the Magen Avraham. He himself says, I'm sorry, this Rebbe Vega always talks a different Rebbe Vega talks about Magen Avraham. It's very hard to read the Magen Avraham. But Chora, and I didn't put on the Mar Makom, there's another Rebbe Vega which explains the Magen Avraham, and I think he says what I'm about to tell you, how I learned Pshat Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham clearly says, you read it inside, it's a big piece, but you don't have to read too much of it. By the brackets, you read that part over there. He goofa asks this Kasha. Let's read the brackets. Vakasha. Right, you see the kasha in the bottom of the paragraph of the Magen Avraham? Vakasha. Even though it's not Nixel. Mikom alkom, what eats Nixel? What about the Asim? You can't steal Karka, but you have a sukkah full of wood. So why don't you steal the wood? What do you mean you can't steal kaka? What about the wood, he says? Hold on, don't get so nervous. And therefore, he stole the wood, it's pasul. They're like, what? The tzara chomer, the mechubar karka, karka dami. No, the wood you can't steal because that's karka. Mechubar karka is karka dami. Right? Like you said, like Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Rashi is really answering his kasha. That suk is not metalton suk, it's karka. Frak, the rana kasha, mongeram kasha, vikasha. Goman the armor, bechosha mishpat, that's the mahos tanam I told you about, right? The man in Rosh Mishra says, the bias rav ke mechubar karka dami. A house which is mechubar karka is not mechubar karka because it's tolashu b'sof chibro, because you attached it. It's not a piece of ground is karka. A tree is mechubar karka. But somewhere it's tolash and you built it and you attached it to the ground, that's not a karka. That's mahos tanam. So according to that man yomer, it's rav mechubar karka dami. It's not karka. So it's metaltrin. So he says, so what's going on? So why can't you go ahead and steal the metaltalin? It's not karka. Right? So basically he says they're both, right? It's not true. Yes, Shlomer. Look at the next one. Yes, Shlomer. He explains it when we're looking on the next page also, in the next paragraph over here. Yes, Shlomer, the last line of the big Magen Avraham. The Kivan Shal Karka, Nikas Bekes, Shtar Chazaka. Since karka can be kona, the karka underneath the sukkah, as you're right. Let's say the sukkah is metaltra. The sukkah is metaltra. And therefore, like, what are you doing with the metaltra? Right? I mean, you can be kona the metaltra, but how are you kona over here? He says, I could be kona the metaltra. You know why? Because I'm kona the ground underneath the metaltra, underneath the sukkah, I'm kona with kesef shtar chazaka. Right? Nikna bayis imo. The metaltra nikna agav karka. You ever hear the famous Halach Kinyan Agav? Says the Magen Avraham. The Gemara makes a lot of sense. Because in terms of Kinyanim, there's no lack of Kinyanim over here. Remember, the Gemara Sugya is Talion is Karka Nigzelis. In terms of, is there a Kinyan on the Sukkah? There is Kinyanim, no matter what. If you hold Kinyan, Mechubar Karka is Karka Dami, so it's Kinyan Chazaka on the Sukkah itself, no problem. If you hold Mechubar Karka is not a Karka Dami, it's like Metaltrin. So you'll ask me, what's going on? Says the Kilos Yaakov, there's no Kenyan because you can't do Mashiach and you can't do nothing, it doesn't work Chazaka. No, because you have Kenyan Agav. Why? Because if you do a Maisa Gezela on the Karka, if you do a Maisa Gezela on the Karka from the person, you're stealing his Karka by going on him. If it wasn't for a Karka, not an Exelis, that's the Kenyan on the Sukkah on top of it also, on the Metaltrin on top of it. So metaltrin is not just nicknamed with Mashiach or with Hagbah, it's also with Agav. Can you Agav over here, says Magen Avraham. Therefore, the Gemara makes sense. So, Feir Shem Magen Avraham, I don't understand what the Kilos Yaakov is saying. I apologize. Maybe I'll work on another week or so, I'll figure it out. But Pashup Shad, the Magen Avraham seems to be clearly saying, I think the Rabbi Kveger in Sukkah says the same thing on this about this Magen Avraham. That the Kinyan which potentially we're discussing by this Sukkah, if on the side of this metaltrin, is Kinyan Agav. Because you do a Kinyan, Kinyan Agav means if you kona a piece of karka through legitimate ways of keshtar chazaka, in this case would be chazaka. You walk on the ground, you act like a baal, you're living in the chutzar, living on the ground, I'm acting like a baal, that's chazaka. So it's Kinyan chazaka, so that's the Kinyan on the karka, and if you've been kona something on, if you've been kona karka, you can be kona with it, there's a Kinyan being done on the metaltrin, which is stuck on top of it. And therefore, the Gemara is a very nice shayla. Maybe it's an example. I stole the sukkah because I did a Kinyan Agav on it. Says the Gemara, no, that depends if Karka is an exelis. If Karka is not an exelis, so that means the Kinyan on the Karka was not a Kinyan. Right? You can't steal Karka. There's no Kinyan on the Karka. And therefore, there's no Kinyan on Metaltrin either. So all boils down to the halacha, is there Kinyan, is Karka an exelis or not? If Karka is an exelis, you have a Kinyan on the Karka, which is also Kinyan on the Metaltrin. If Karka is not an exelis, there's no Kinyan on the Karka, no Kinyan on the Metaltrin. So therefore, Satosis makes a lot of sense, unlike Kilos Yaakov, Tosis could be talking about, he can hold this Metaltrin, and nevertheless, Tosis has to tell us that there's a difference, domain, not domain, because Kinyan is not lacking over here, Kinyan Agav. So in the Gemara's case of Kinyan Agav, in Tos' case of Kinyan Chatzar, because it's all already yours, and Tos' is a Mechadish that in one case Karka is not an Exelus because it's not in your domain, and in Tos' case it's an Exelus because it is in your domain. So therefore, just getting the Cheshon back in our both, therefore I could have answered the Mekash on the Kash of the Gemara Shas by saying Tos holds Metalton. The only problem I had before was that Lamaisa, the Manyom, says it's the Karka. And therefore, the Gemara Shas Kash would be, if you hold Mukhur Bukharka Karka Dami, the Kash still remains. How come Eved, which Hukshul Karka, is compared to the wrong Karka? There, the Karka is an Exelus, right? Because a Sukkah, which you could put into someone's domain, similar to an Eved, is an Exelus. So to an Eved should be an Exel. So that we're back with the Kash of the Gemara Shas on one Manyom. Okay? I'll try to finish our both say. I'll go a little bit over time. Now, one more small kasha. I wouldn't say it's a bomb kasha, but maybe I think it just doesn't reach well or both sides. You look at what is Tos doing? If the way the Kilos Yaakov, everyone read Tos is correct, right? Tos is a mechadish, right? That in the case of where Reuven built it on Shimon's land, right? He built it on Shimon's land. Then he threw Reuven out. So Tos Machash, well, that's considered in your domain, right? You stole the karka. It's on your karka. So what should Tos try to distinguish between that case and what other case? What's the case which is the problem? The case, the closest case, the perfect parallel is the Gemara's case, right? The Gemara's case, which is almost exactly the same thing, right? You threw the guy out. The difference is, whose karka is it on, right? Was it on Reuven's karka in the Gemara's case, or is on Shimon's karka in Tos' case? Tos should say very simple. Over here is Shimon's karka, over here is Reuven's karka. If you read Tos carefully both sides, he's not comparing it to the Gemara's case. He says, lo domi, lo karka de b'ches ha-balam. He's talking about stam. Karka is not an exelus. What are you talking about karka and exelus? That's not the point over here. It's true, that's behind the scenes, that's true, but what Tos should be saying is Tos should lo domi, lo suk gzu in the Gemara, where he threw him out of his chotzer. Because in that case, the guy's sukkah is on the Nigzal's land, and therefore, it's not your domain. It's Bechesed Bailam. Why is he trying to compare to a case of Stam Kark and Exelus? That what he should really be doing is making Sushtel and show you why it's different than the case of the Gemara, the perfectly parallel case, except for one difference, right? Okay, Karka is Karka. I can't steal Karka. Fine. But if Tos is saying that you can steal Karka, which is on Shimon's land, so why can't you steal Karka on Reuven's land? The same Sukkah, Teres the one's domain, one's not domain. That's what he should compare it to. He's comparing it to the wrong case, Tos. Look at the mud. Okay, I don't know. It's not a bomb kasha, but I think it doesn't read so well. Okay, Rebosa, let's go. So I would like to, Rebosa, answer up the Gunus Kasha in a whole different way. A whole different way, Rebosa. I think we all read Kilos Yaakov and probably Gilina Shas, they all read Tosis wrong. Excuse my saying so. They all missed the boat on Tosis. Right? Let's clarify. So how do they read Tos? How do we read Tos until now? That Tos is saying, what does this mean over here? The Ein Olea Torah Sh'ula, because if it's on Shimon's land, it's not Sh'ula. Why? Kivan the Lokaima B'Shusa Shal Reuven. Because the land, the Sukkah, is not on Reuven's Rishus. Why? Because it's in Shimon's piece of land, right? Isn't that how you read it, right? Benny, am I correct, right? That's how the Kilos Yaakov Kilo read it, and I think the Gunan Shas reads it that way also. That in Tos's case, the Sukkah is not on the Nigzal's land, rather it's on the Goslin's land, on Shimon's land, right? Isn't that how you read Rabbi Flamel? Isn't that how you read Tos's, right? That's how I read it. I'm asking, that's definitely Pashup Shat, but I think there's a different way to read Tos or both. It changes everything. It changes everything on both sides. I think what Tos is saying is a whole different svara and a whole different reading. What Tos means is they know a Torah Shua kivin lo kaimi b'shusha shel Reuven. A sukkah. He's not saying the sukkah is not on the land of Reuven, but rather on Shimon's land. He's saying the sukkah itself is not b'cheskes b'aleh kaima. Metaltelin, such as a sukkah, right? Metaltelin is not like real estate. There's something unique about real estate. When the Gemara says, that's Tos' next line, when the Gemara says a karka, b'ches b'aleha, so it has the name, it's the, you don't put it in your pocket, it's just sitting there, and it's real estate, it's chashuv, Manhattan real estate, whatever, right? It's b'ches b'aleha, that's Greenberg's land, that's the land. You walk onto it, it doesn't change unless you make a kinyan, whatever, and then it changes the title and the thing, but something special about real estate. That's beches bagel. Kark is unique. Maybe because it's not movable, whatever the reason why it's there, it's sitting there. That's Greenberg's land, that's Feldman's field, that's Levine's. That's how it goes, you know? Metaltelin is not like that, right? So says Tosis that a sukkah, and he's assuming sukkah is metaltelin, we'll get there in a second on both sides. Sukkah is metaltelin, and sukkah, the whole svar, doesn't the whole svar, which the Gemara was mechadish, which the pasuk was taught us, and it's a mechadish that land can't be stolen. You know why? Because beches bagel has a shame bialim on it, and therefore you can never take it out of his domain. Right? It's not out of his, by just walking on it. It's not out of it's still in Feldman's name. That doesn't apply to a sukkah. A sukkah is, you know, it's not real estate. Whatever, we'll see in a second. Assuming it's metaltelin. If a sukkah is metaltelin, all metaltelin cannot be, it's not becheskes bagel omedes. Therefore, he compares it to the case of karka, the whole yisod. That's what he's trying to say. This case is unique. The whole idea of karka not being unique, so does not apply to metaltelin, doesn't apply to a sukkah, because sukkah is metaltelin, and sukkah is nixelis because of the fact that it's because shei malelah. So what does Tosis mean? So in the case of Tosis, since a sukkah you can steal, the only problem is, and what about Hilchas Kinyan? Kinyan is never a problem because in Tosis' case, you have Kinyan Chutzer, right? In the Gemara's case, even though you can steal a sukkah, right? But since it's metaltelin, you can't steal it because where's the Kinyan, right? The only Kinyan we mentioned before, according to the Magen Avraham, is Kinyan Agav. That only applies if you can steal the karka. But if you can't steal the karka because karka is not exelus, so even though sukkah in its own right internally is considered an exelus because it's metaltelin, it's not shem alemes, but it's no kinyan. So again, everything revolves around this karka and exelus or not, but and even though sukkah is definitely an exelus per se, but you need a kinyan. So if karka is an exelus, so you have a kinyan because you have kinyan agav because you stole the karka. If karka is not an exelus, there's no kinyan, therefore you can't steal the sukkah, which is an exelus, but you need a kinyan. That's what Tosis is saying. That's the Gemara. So Tosis is talking about sukkah, which is metaltelin. Right? Now, let me just, one more thing on both sides. Now you'll ask me, but okay, but we have the same kasha again. Similar kasha. But Lamaisa, many Tanom hold that sukkah is kekarka. Right? Kashi asked before, those Tanom, which hold sukkah is kekarka. So Tosis' alternate case where the pasuk is talking about where sukkah is not an exelus, or sukkah is a sukkah exula rather, would not be this case, because this case, according to many Tanom, hold that it's kekarka. If it's kekarka, so remember, if a sukkah is kekarka, it is an exelus, because that's the halacha. Called mechubar karka dami. The Torah says this is like karka. Now, even though physically it's not, and therefore should be an exelus, perhaps halacha as if it's like karka, and therefore it's not an exelus. So meila. So again. So how do I find the case of how do I find the case of sukkah gezula according to that man yomer? I didn't answer the kasha. I didn't answer Tosis and Rashi trying to find a situation where the pasuk of sukkah gezula's pasul applies. And according to me, Tos only found it in one man yomer, not in the other man yomer. Teresh Rabosai, and this will end with this. Rabosai, it's very simple. So you look at the bottom of the biroch on the bottom of the page. I'm sorry, the bottom of the bays. He says that besides the case of agola, sukkah on top of an agola, on top of a svina, there's also a different kind of case. You know what the case is? Where a guy went ahead, excuse me, where a guy went ahead and built a sukkah. He built a sukkah and he didn't attach it to the ground, right? Right. Usually if you go to someone else's piece of land, if I would ask Rabbi Palgan, do me a favor, I'm your next door neighbor, I have no backyard, you have a big backyard, let me go into your land and build a sukkah for 8 days. Am I gonna dig into the ground and put cement foundations and attach the ground? No, I'm gonna put a sukkah like most people do. You do it probably in your own land also a lot of times, right? You don't necessarily, okay, Miami, there's winds, maybe, I don't know, but you know, you put a sukkah, you build a sukkah, you put it, you take the metal or the wooden 2x4s or the metal pipes, whatever, you build it, you put it on top of the ground. That's so it's not going any place, right? So it's normally not attached. The whole shaila of that tanam is if it's attached to the ground. You built a house, or maybe you anchored and put cement, the foundation, my sukkah. I don't know about that, right? But a normal case of sukkah, which is what Tos is talking about, if especially, I'm not sure about all cases, but especially if you put it on, if you build it on the ground, it's not a mechubal karka. That kuyamlo kli is metalton. That's not a shaila. That's what Tos is talking about. Tos is not talking about a case of mechubal karka. It's not mechubal karka. And that kuyamlo kli is metalton. So again, are both ways. So therefore, Tosis is saying, Tosi Yisod is that metaltrin and sukkah, a sukkah is metaltrin, there's no such thing as b'shem bal medes. Therefore, sukkah is always stolen. A sukkah is always stolen. What about avadim? Now, avadim is very similar to sukkah, right? Because you can put an eved in someone's property, and you can put a sukkah in someone's metaltrin, in someone's property, but there's a big difference, because avadim is hukshul karkos, avadim is hilchas karka. So a sukkah, which is metaltrin, at least the one that's metaltrin, which tells Tomat all, you know, non-attachable ones, those are all metaltrin, there's no shaykhis to b'shem balamez on metaltrin. But anything which is karka dummy, right? So the halach is that if it's karka, that means that's hilchas karka. Hilchas karka means that even though you might say it's not real estate, but the Torah looks at it as if it's real estate, and therefore it's shem balei omedes. You can't steal it. You can't steal it. And therefore, the law is that the mukshul karkos, even though you can put evidence in the guy's karka, but so what? It's b'shem balei omedes. Ah, you put it on the domain of the owner, which was the old svar. That's where it doesn't exist. That's a facade on both sides, which should be kveger. The Kilos Yaakov thought Tos is saying he's not saying that. The fact that you take a karka, right, something which is considered a karka, and put it on my karka, that does not put it in my domain. There's still his domain. It's on top of mine. It's not in my domain. That svara does not exist. That Tos never said that svara. So Mela, you know, Shah says no kasha, right? Because avadim is hukshul karka. There's not one case in the world of karka which is stealable, right? Because when a sukkah is stealable, that's because we're talking about a sukkah which is metaltalin. And a sukkah which is mechubal karka, if it's attached and you consider that karka, that's not stealable. The only stealable sukkahs are those that are metaltalin, either the ones that are put on top of the ground, like the birlach, or the ones that are attached on the side that you hold, called mechubal karka, ke metaltalin dami. Those sukkahs are stealable. But the evidence is hukshul karka. So Mela, evidence hukshul karka comes out, avadim are not stealable, because halacha by karka is never stealable, because it's shem balei omedes, avadim, which in theory you might say might not have that chashivas of real estate, but Torah says, it's karka dami, it's karka, that's halacha of karka, and therefore you can't steal it. And there's no other case. The only kash of Gilon Shas is because there's a category of karka which is stealable if you put on domain. But that's not true anyway. That doesn't exist, that svara. All karka is not stealable. There's evidence hukshul karka. It's not stealable, and therefore you're not chai b'achrayas. Mayor Bosa, thank you.